Hello, everybody. Good day. This is Stephanie Edsel, your podcast therapist for DBT Weekly. This week, we will be focusing on ending relationships. I apologize for missing last week. I have been making some changes in my life, and unfortunately, I just couldn't record. So let's get back to the topic. Do you ever feel like trying to get out of a destructive relationship is often harder than forming a relationship in the first place? Well, that is because it's generally true. The skills used to end these types of relationships are drawn from mindfulness, we use wise mind, emotion regulation, we use problem solving, cope ahead, and opposite action, and finally we use interpersonal effectiveness skills like dear man, give, and fast. First tip, never try to end a relationship in emotion mind. Ending important relationships requires clear thinking and interpersonal finesse. You must get to wise mind in order to effectively make that kind of decision. Strong negative emotions can lead to rash actions in interpersonal situations. Think through the reasons for ending a relationship before ending it. It does make sense to end destructive relationships and a relationship that seriously interferes with your quality of life. Stay in a relationship when the cost of leaving is greater than the cost of staying. It's important to differentiate between justified and unjustified guilt in deciding whether to end a relationship. So, problem solving. There are 7 basic steps for that process. First, observe and describe the problem situation. There is a lot of observing and describing in DBT. In fact, I dare say it's one of the main skills we use is describing. Then you'll want to check the facts. That comes from emotion regulation. Are you basically reacting to interpretations or actual factual information? Ask yourself, how distressing is the situation? And do the conflicts or other obstacles I have described reflect the facts of the situation? Third, identify your goal in solving the problem. Keep your goal simple and something you can really achieve. The ultimate goal is to reduce painful emotions. Next, brainstorm lots of solutions, meaning come up with one or more actions that lead to the goal. All ideas are welcome, so don't judge your solutions while brainstorming. Then you will want to choose a solution that fits the goal and is likely to work. You could even do a pros and cons with the 2 most likely solutions you've come up with. Then you will put the solution into action. Next, evaluate the results of implementing the solution. Ask if you're satisfied with the results of the problem solving. Ask yourself if you feel better about the situation than before. Keep in mind, if a first effort does not solve the problem completely, it will at least improve the situation somewhat, allowing other solutions to reduce all or most of the factors that made the solution, that made the situation distressing. So problem solving could help to repair a difficult relationship, and it may involve some serious work on the relationship. It also may require involving other people to help. Use cope ahead skills to plan how to end the relationship. How do we do this? Well, it starts with describe a problem situation. Then you'll decide what skills to use. Be specific in this endeavor. Then imagine the situation as vividly as possible. Imagine yourself in the situation, not watching the situation. Imagine in present time, not future or past. Then rehearse in your mind coping effectively. Rehearse coping with new problems that come up. And coping with your most feared catastrophe. Then you'll want to practice relaxation after rehearsing. Do you guys remember when I took my clinical exam for becoming a certified social worker? I used the skill cope ahead because I was terrified of failing. It was a process. I imagined myself in the situation, taking the test and passing, and when I was done, I went home and practiced a lot of self-soothing skills by using my 5 senses. Ate my favorite meal and hugged my dogs. It was spectacular. So with this cope ahead, we would want to decide whether to end the relationship in writing, on the phone, or in person. Write a script in advance. And practice what to say. Troubleshoot ahead of time if needed. Then, You will want to be very direct by using a dear man, give, or fast. Practice opposite action for love if needed, meaning stay away from the person you don't want to love anymore. Don't engage in contact with that person. And always practice safety first. This is a super tough one, and often there will be pretty heavy pushback. That's why it's important to practice safety and stay mindful. Be that broken record when you're doing dear man. Thanks for listening today. I hope you all have a meaningful week and do your best to be effective. And make sure you're practicing your skills. Join me next week to learn how to walk the middle path. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can always reach me at uofudbt@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.